as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace.
I'm going to ask you, Father God, to give us the strength to learn, Father God, how to apply your word effectively into our lives and into our situations. Father God, I pray and ask you right now, Lord God, that you will make a way as someone is trying to learn how to pray to you, as someone is trying to learn how to have faith, as someone is trying to learn how to stand on your word and learning how to apply your word effectively into their lives. I pray even in the midst of them trying, God, that you will step in for them, Father God. I pray that you will step in and give them whatever it is that they need, Father God, especially their essentials, Father God, like a home, Father God, a roof over their head, food to eat, Father God. Father God, someone is living in condemned conditions, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will take them out of that situation, Father God. Lord God, you have so much more for us, Father God, but we have to tap into it, Lord God. Teach us how to tap into the fullness of Jesus Christ, Father God, that we will receive every good thing that you have for us, that we will receive total healing, Father God, in our bodies, Father God, that we will no longer be in lack or insufficiency, Father God, because we have all sufficiency in you, Father God. So help us to tap into that grace. Help us to tap into that power. Help us to tap into that anointing. Help us to tap into that anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may have a life-changing experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to give strength to those who are weak on today. Somebody may be weak in one area of their lives, and someone else may be weak in a different area, Father God. We all have weaknesses, Father God. None of us are strong in every aspect of our lives, Father God. But Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will make every aspect in our lives stronger, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen every weakest chain in our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone just needs strength on today just to be able to get out of bed. Someone needs strength on today just to be able to turn over in the bed. Someone just needs strength to be able to walk and walk to the bathroom, walk to their kitchen, walk to their living room, walk downstairs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs strength to be able to do their laundry, Father God. Someone needs strength just to be able to take care of their bare necessities, Father God, like getting in the shower, brushing their teeth, cleaning their homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone needs strength because they're at dialysis, Father God. Someone needs you to strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.